Hi, thanks for joining in on this month's podcast. This is Beth Jones Shawl with Spirit of Success. Have you ever heard the term one and done? Well, the podcast that I want to share with you is about no more one and done. If you've never heard of that phrase, it's most often used in conjunction with college sports. What I would see is a troubling pattern growing in college sports, particularly basketball, college men's basketball, of first-year players, freshmen, who are especially gifted in their particular skill, basketball, for example, playing that freshman year, and then because they have a really good year and they're very gifted and such, they leave college after that 1 year and go on to the pros, to the NBA or whatnot. Most would think that it might sound good, that they've got the skills and the gifts and talents to go on to the pros at such a young age, yet it's just that they're at such a young age. And certainly the physical maturity isn't completely there. The physical skills cannot possibly be there at age 18, and certainly the maturity is not there at age 18. So it's a kind of a troubling pattern. And so you'll hear a lot about one and done in the sports world, college sports world these days. Well, we're not here to solve that problem today, but I want you to think about, where does one and done trouble you in your direct sales business? Maybe on your team, it's not that you have people who leave after 1 year to go to the pros, because let's face it, when they join your team, they're on the pros already. They got the good. But perhaps you have people who, even in their first year, lose interest. They don't continue to persist in their business as they did at the beginning, or they just don't have the success that they had hoped that they would have even when they started, or maybe even if they were successful, they, for whatever reason, go chasing after a shinier bauble, so to speak, and leave and go do something else. One and done in the direct sales business happens quite often. So I just thought I'd share a couple of quick thoughts that can help you avoid so much of the one and done in direct sales. Number one is to make sure that you schedule coffee chat interviews with every recruit lead before you ever sign them. You want to make sure that you've got a face-to-face opportunity, at worst over the phone if it happens to be a long, long-distance recruit lead, but that you have that one-on-one time to, first of all, ask about that recruit lead's expectations if they were to join with your company. What are their expectations? What are their plans or their thoughts? You might even use the phrase goals, although typically in an interview time and just talking with a lead, using the word expectations or plans is easier. Secondly, in that coffee chat interview, you might ask about how she wants her business to impact her family if she were to get started. So find out what her thoughts have been about starting this business and how it would help her family. What are the plans? Is there a particular financial goal that she has that she'd like to meet? Or is there some kind of a scheduling balancing act that she's hoping this business will help her achieve with her family? Third, in the interview process, you might ask what adjustments your recruit lead would need to make in his or her schedule in order to earn what they are wanting to earn if they were to start this business. So now you're kind of asking a twofold question for your recruit lead to consider. First of all, their schedule, but secondly, their prospective paycheck with joining this company. And it's important that they start to think about the adjustments. That's a key word, adjustments, that they would need to make in both their schedule as well as in their paycheck. You know, what are they thinking that they would like in their paycheck? What supplemental income are they looking for themselves, for their family, as far as getting started in this business? And therefore, the schedule would need to be in line with what their paycheck expectations would be. If their paycheck expectations are such that they would like to get $2,000 a month extra income with this business, then their schedule would need to show probably two to three or more shows per week, plus some pretty quick recruiting to get a team built in order to support a $2,000 a month paycheck with your business. Certainly can be done, but we just want to make sure that those expectations are in place. So the first thing to avoid a one and done on your team is to be sure that before you ever recruit them, that you have scheduled that coffee chat interview with them. Secondly, to avoid that one and done on your team is share the job expectations with them. Share the job expectations is number two. You know, like any job that your recruit lead might be considering anywhere, not just direct sales, but any type of job, they would want to know what the job description would be of any job that they'd be interviewing for. You know, what does the job entail? What are the expectations? So it would only make sense that with every recruit lead you talk to, that you talk about what the job entails, what the job expectations are. And as far as direct sales are concerned, I believe there are four basic expectations that you can share with your recruit lead. The four basic expectations, number one, to sell, primarily at home shows. Number two, to book new home shows. Number three, to share the opportunity. And number four, to participate with the local team. Sell, book, share, participate. So as you share those four expectations, you can flesh them out for your recruit lead to explain that the primary way to sell is through home shows and how that happens in case they've not been to very many home shows. Secondly, to book and how you will be there teaching her the techniques of booking new home shows. Third, to share the opportunity to sponsor or recruit, and you'll teach her all about that. And fourth, really important, to participate with your local team, that if she is local, that then the monthly team meetings and the periodic, you know, team teleclasses or calls, you know, all of that is part of the expectations for her continued growth and development on the team. Reassure her, of course, as you talk about the expectations, that you will be teaching her and coaching her in each of these areas. The great thing about direct sales is that they don't need to come with the experience of any of these things, but that they understand that that is the job description, and they will be learning how to fulfill that job description. What they need to bring to the table is the desire to want to do those four things, to sell, book, share, and participate. Ask her how she feels about those four expectations, and if any of them challenge her a little bit or concern her. You know, again, remind her, you're not expecting at this point that she even knows how to do sell, book, share, and participate, but that you'll be teaching her all of that ongoing, and that what she needs to have, though, is a desire to fulfill those. And then the third thing to help you to reduce the amount of one and done that might be on your team is help her to schedule those first six shows. It's so important that a new team member gets off to a good start. So ask her in this interview time to consider those, you know, 10 or so folks who are going to be most excited for her to start her business, because it's important to know who her support team is. Who's her support mechanism or support group? Is it hubby and mom and sisters and such like that? You want to find out who's going to be most excited for her. And then discuss, out of those 10 or so people that would be most excited for her to get started, which would be those who would offer to do her first 6 to 8 shows. Who will be her first 6 to 8 hostesses? And then pick the dates that she's available in her first month to do 6 to 8 shows. Now, ultimately, she may not want to do 2 shows a week, but it's best to start with 2 a week, because you always have changes and postponements and cancellations, and you want a new person to have back-to-back shows so they get lots of practice and they have success upon success, that they can work through the kinks and have success upon success. You don't want somebody having a show and then not another one for 3 more weeks, because that is awfully tough. You're relearning everything, and there's no momentum to that. So it is good to have, in the first 3 to 4 weeks, scheduled 6 to 8 parties in advance. Now, that doesn't include their launch party, preview party, or whatever it is that you tend to call it. And it's best that you not wait for their launch party to get those first 6 to 8 on the books. The launch party can be held, but it can be held in the midst of those 6 to 8, after those 6 to 8 have already been on the books and scheduled. If you are serious about getting people off to a great start and not have a one-and-done scenario where they've started slow and really never got momentum and really never saw their goals achieved, then you'll want to make sure that you follow these three steps: to schedule that coffee chat interview, to share those job expectations, and schedule those first 6 to 8 shows with her. Of course, from that point, there's always your quick start or strong start program, whatever your company calls it, for those initial 3 months of a new recruit's time, and always ongoing coaching from you, ongoing shadow shows that she can go with you, monthly meetings and trainings. It's an ongoing process. It doesn't just stop. But these first 3 main steps can be critical to helping to reduce the one and done, so that you can be able to say of your team, no more one and done for us. We're going to have those who build a strong foundation, but it starts even before they sign that contract. It starts in the interview process. So implement these ideas. I bet there's a lot of what I've shared that you already are doing. Maybe there's just 1 or 2 things that you would add to boost what you're already doing. And let me know how it's working for you. Email me, beth@spiritofsuccess.com. You'll find me on Facebook, Beth Jones Shawl. And for more information on interviews and coaching and leading your team, on my website, you'll find at spiritofsuccess.com a resources page, and you'll want to order particularly the resource called Leadership Lessons That Make a Difference. Great information to help you interview and coach and motivate your team in a very strong, powerful way. No more one and done. Have a great month. Bye-bye.